read to us, we heard a very short account of Jesus being baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, an event which would launch Jesus' public ministry. Until this point, Jesus had grown up in Nazareth with Mary and Joseph and his siblings, and he'd worked as a carpenter. Now at the age of about 30, Jesus sensed the call of his heavenly Father to begin the ministry in which he would travel round his country, inviting people to make a new start in life by entering the kingdom of God. His hearers could enter the kingdom by turning away from the wrongdoing in their lives and turning to God and living his way. Their acceptance into the kingdom would not depend on their own goodness, but on putting their faith and trust in Jesus as God's Son and receiving his Spirit to help them to live God's way. But before he started to teach and to bring healing and wholeness to people, and healing and wholeness are a recurring theme in the Gospel of Luke, which we'll be studying over the coming weeks and months. So do look out for those accounts of healing that Jesus did. So before he started this ministry, Jesus went to the River Jordan, where his cousin, a hermit and prophet called John the Baptist, was baptizing people in the river. John called people to repent or turn away from the wrong way they'd lived and turn to God. Many people came to John and were baptized by being immersed in the water. The water was a sign of cleansing and the start of a new life. Baptism is a rite of cleansing in a number of religions, but it wasn't common in Judaism and amongst the Jewish people. Anybody who was a Gentile or a non-Jew who wanted to join the Jewish faith had to go through a baptism because they were regarded as unclean. And then the baptism was a sign of a new clean beginning amongst God's people. So it's remarkable that John the Baptist called on all people, Jews and Gentiles, to repent and be baptized as a sign of a new start. All people would have the opportunity to become God's children, not only the people of Israel, and this is prophesied in Isaiah chapter 43, which we heard as our other reading this morning. So all people would be welcome into God's kingdom. Jesus too came to John the Baptist to be baptized, even though, as God's Son, he had led a life free of wrongdoing or sin. He didn't have anything to be sorry for or to repent of. Nevertheless, he entered the water to be baptized, apparently to identify with the sinful people he had come to save. Jesus modeled great humility and dependence on his Father as he entered the waters. He was praying as he prepared to be baptized, and whilst he was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. At the same time, God's voice was heard to say, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." These words are a quote from Isaiah chapter 42, when God commissioned the Messiah to be the servant who would suffer and die for the people of the world. God's approval of Jesus was demonstrated clearly, and Jesus was now equipped to begin drawing others into God's kingdom and preparing to suffer and die in their place. John the Baptist also modelled humility and grace. He persistently told his listeners, that he was not the Messiah, and in fact, he was not worthy to untie the sandals of the Messiah who was to come. He, John, baptised only with water, but the one who was to come would baptise with the Holy Spirit and fire. Not only would the Messiah be more powerful than John, but he would also act as the world's judge and its saviour. We are all invited to enter the kingdom of God by belief in Jesus, not reliance on our own abilities, skills, or goodness. In fact, if entry to the kingdom of God was down to our worthiness, none of us would stand a chance, because none of us is perfect. But if we believe and trust in the perfect Son of God, in Jesus, then we can enter God's kingdom and be part of his family. Baptism is a sign that we have made a decision to follow Jesus and turn away from our old way of life. In the early church, which formed soon after Jesus' death, Christians coming for baptism literally turned round to face the sun to indicate that they were turning away from one way of life and towards a new life in Christ. They would then be immersed in water to signify their cleansing. The account of Jesus' baptism is very graphic and dramatic. I suspect that for many of us, our own baptisms were less dramatic, and many of us won't remember the occasion, especially if we were baptized as babies. Whether or not we remember our baptism, the important thing is that we are living the light of the kingdom of God by focusing on following Jesus and helping to draw others to him through our prayers and witness. How could we do this? Well, maybe we could encourage someone to join the Christianity Explored course, which has just started. Perhaps even go with them. If we are parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, or godparents, we have the opportunity to pray for and support children and godchildren. We can also thank God for those who have witnessed their faith to us, prayed for us, and led us to Jesus' feet. I can think of one encouraging story that I read of a couple who fostered an evacuee, a young girl, during the Second World War. The young girl's name was Joan, and the couple were Christians, and they prayed for and with Joan every day that she was with them, and they continued to pray for her for years and years afterwards, faithfully praying that Joan would know Jesus. And they eventually heard that Joan had turned to Christ when she was about the age of 73, and this couple were well into their 90s. They heard that their prayers were answered. And so what a joy for them to hear the answer to their persistent prayers, and what a joy for Joan to have come to faith. There may be some of you who have not been baptized, and who would like to take this public step in affirming your faith. Or maybe you have been baptized and would like to be confirmed. Please pray about this and speak to Jonathan or me in the coming weeks if this is something that you'd like to consider. Let's all work prayerfully and faithfully to extend God's kingdom, and look forward to having the joy of seeing friends, neighbours, family members and work colleagues coming to a new relationship with God through Jesus. Amen. Amen.